Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. I was unmuted and then I didn't hear anything and I thought, uh-oh, I hope she's not talking away thinking we're hearing her and we're not.
So our assignments over the weekend, on Friday, imagine the Valentine you would like to receive. Draw the Valentine, employ colors, paste, glitter, ribbon, flowers, chocolate, etc., if you like, record and listen. And then on Saturday, we switch topics. Draw a picture of your family. What do you notice? Record and listen. And then on Sunday, what do you appreciate most about the way you were raised? Record and listen. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, and this is Pasha.
Hello, Pasha.
Hi, Siri. Hi, Srini.
What are you seeing?
Well, I saw such an exciting assignment to draw a Valentine in the middle of a fall. I saw such an excitement going through the body of, making such a kind of fun thing and making it so kind of frivolous and also like imagining receiving it. But there was all well until I walked out of somewhere and switched my attention to the current events, and boom, here I am. Haven't made that Valentine yet.
Well, that is kind of a clear picture, isn't it, of how we get left out, how we get left behind.
Yes, it's a lot of distractions, and also kind of filing things. There was some kind of thing about the butterfly and not butterfly collector. So that Valentine for me is like the butterfly in a collection. It's just a kind of a fantasy.
Help me with that, Pasha. I felt like I was right with you until we went there. It's a fantasy that Valentine is a fantasy, less real.
No. What the conditioning does is distracts me with all the things I need to do and attend to, and the Valentine that I was so excited to do, participate, make, and receive, was filed. Oh yeah, this is a great idea. Let's just file it here, and
we'll get back to that pretty soon.
Yeah,
enjoy
enjoy your fantasy,
Yes. So choose something that does not exist. Does not exist actually over something as real as yourself. The only thing that is real, that is truly real. In your experience.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I'm left
kind of a bit player or an afterthought in your own life. And what's so clear, Pasha, about the way you lay that out is how controlled we are. That there is, that system says to you, oh, yeah, as if it's a real person. Oh, that's a great idea, Pasha. Yeah, let's park this over here for right now.
Yeah.
And the implication being we'll get to this right away. And because this is really important. But now what you need to do right now is, and then you're just guided off into Never Neverland.
Yes, and it goes with oh look yeah that's a great picture. Oh, here's another better picture. Or here's something more for you to look at, and it goes, and then I'm left without participation and actually
yes.
receiving
yeah.
that
yeah.
Valentine and receiving the joy of drawing. And
yes.
But at the same time, I have to report that I made some progress. I got the markers. And
yeah. Yep. And it's October 1st, right? It's not like if you do the Valentine today, there's some kind of big problem, right?
Yes, yes. And I'm still very excited to do that. And it didn't want me to be on the call this morning.
Yeah,
it's almost like I had to take my one arm and drag another arm to press that button.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, wow.
Again, again, seeing how controlled we are. That system
yes.
is just talking to us and orchestrating us oh, yeah, good. Yeah, cheering us on. And then just it, like a child. You know, I'm sure you can remember this with your son. You know, when he's about two. And how he's manipulated into doing what we want him to do, because that's the only choice that's available. You either pick him up and put him somewhere, or you give him his choices. Oh yeah, that's really good. All right, let's put that here, and now let's go do right. And and here we are, all these years later. Being manipulated in the same way we were manipulated then,
the
when
children.
We were manipulating them, right? Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It's so good to see you. Thank you.
It is so good to see. Thank you, Pasha. Gosho.
Thanks, Pasha. It is so good to see the process so clearly laid out, right, Cherry? That something arises in our life. There's a life response to it. There's a excitement. And then somehow or the other, something comes in to divert the attention. And then we're off and running. And what that response from life, that response from life isn't, as Pasha said, that invitation to participate is left behind for that conditioned illusion of reality where the attention where something is more important, and the consequence of that is that we're left out of our own lives, out of doing the things that light us up, and that's really
and
all it's about.
Yes, and both of you use the critical word participate, because when we pick up those markers and the glue and the glitter and the paper and the we are participating, right? We're actually participating in our lives. But when we're pulled off into that fantasy world of, well, let's think about this and what about that, and we're not participating. We're just watching somebody orchestrate a fantasy for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. It's brutal when you think about it that way.
Yes. Yes. When we think about how much we are not participating in the only life we will ever have.
And how deluded that we are, that if we're listening to conditioning talk about present day events or have an opinion or a preference or a reaction, that is actually participation.
Yes. Yes. And it doesn't turn into a darn thing, does it? So you know, thousands of people are dead and dying in Indonesia. And we read about it, and we feel bad, or we feel sad, or whatever it is, and there, that's it. That's the extent of our participation. You know, it doesn't turn into who's helping these people that I could financially support, or what could I do for, you know, how could I participate? That's not a part of it. I hear about it, I think about it, I read about it, I feel bad about it, or I feel whatever it is about it. There's my participation in life. I mean, I could do all of it without ever leaving a Sparkle Lounger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
Well, and so. Yes, and you're not allowed to do your Valentine either.
Exactly. Nothing for anybody. Nothing real
yes.
for anybody, starting with mm-hmm. us. Yeah. The stakes are high here. They really are. It can seem, even in doing this kind of work, it can start to seem that thinking about it is enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not. It's not enough. We were talking about that last night, actually, on the with Epictetus on the Going Beyond Fear, Resistance, and Limitations retreat. And well, I was talking about it and attempting to make the same point, that the reason that doing something like that is so important is because we don't want to do it. Because the voices in the head are screaming, no, 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 no. Why are they screaming, no, 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 no? Because that is a participation that is going to confront the control that ego is exerting over us. That's where the resistance is.
Yeah.
Right? So to get up and get that piece of paper and those color, whatever it is, and make that Valentine there. That is a concrete step toward, I want to be here in my own life, making my own choices from center, best I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's our next
and
caller.
It's only Monday.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. This is Carol from Port Townsend.
Hello, Carol.
Hi. Well, let's see. I really like what you just said about living your own life and making your choices from center. So, and I think I heard the words participate earlier in the call, mm-hmm. so I got myself a cue, and I just decided that I didn't do the assignments yet, but I thought life is a come-as-you-are party, and so I'm coming as I am.
That's right. That's right. And there's today, isn't there?
Yeah. Yes, there mm-hmm. is today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. yeah, and I just had this amazing weekend of being really, really present. And I thought, well, I don't want to get in the call because I won't be talking about conditioning and it'll be taking away the experience I had. And that's, of course, bogus. And I realized that experience is available for me at any time. It's not like I had it and I have to cling to it. And,
yes. Oh, Carol, yeah. That is such a subtle point, isn't it? So don't be
yeah.
in the moment now. Don't be in the moment now. Don't participate mm-hmm. now. Just think about how present
yeah.
you were all weekend. Oh, my gosh. You can just sense that. Just step right off the edge of a cliff into darkness, right? Because that is not going to
yeah.
last long at all. Yeah.
I know. So I'm really happy to have seen that. And the other thing,
mm-hmm.
what you said that resonated with me was not just thinking about the assignments, but doing them.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking about them. You know, I've read them over the weekend, but I haven't done them. And I just feel this calling to do the Valentine and to continue with that, what was it, the list, you know? Because that
mm-hmm.
is just kind of bringing sweetness, and that's what I want in my life. And
Yes.
happy to have that invitation to do the assignments.
And it's all one thing, isn't it? Everything we want happens when we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you
yeah.
can't not be here and do the Valentine. I mean, even if you're doing
yeah.
the Valentine and conditioning is screaming at you about what an ugly Valentine it is, you're here doing
uh-huh.
the Valentine and you're seeing that process. That's
right.
Where we want to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. seeing whatever's going on. Yeah.
Yep.
And participating. And the other thing that I noticed was ego associating practice, that, you know, the practice of calling in or listening to the radio show as being, you know, moving toward closer toward conditioning or living by conditioning. So it's kind of,
yeah,
that's kind of a
bamboozle.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
that
would keep me away
to see through.
Yeah. Right. Cause that would keep me away from participating because it's going to be, I'm not there and I don't want to go there. Yeah. So
that's right. I don't want to talk about that negative stuff, says the voice of negativity. I want to talk about my negative stuff, says ego. Yeah. Oh, it's so good to see. And so important for all of us to see that that system uses everything, will turn everything. And so it very quickly catches on to the practice language and how to use the voice of the mentor and practice to accomplish what it wants to accomplish. So we have to stay heads up, and the best way to be heads up, of course, is to be here, be present.
Yeah.
Well done. So you had a good, you had a great weekend and a great now.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to have spoken with you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Carol.
You're welcome.
I was just looking at that, Sherry, that how much we are conditioned to blame, within quotes, blame the circumstances, right? That the circumstances are responsible for what I'm experiencing in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's a way in which it can let me know that it's the circumstance that is causing my experience, it has the ability to control me completely. Because it can basically remove that one place of presence, which is participation. I don't have to do anything that makes me feel this way. And so the circle of participation becomes smaller and smaller.
Yes, and the level of control greater and greater for ego.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also the attrition of the facility to go beyond the resistance.
Yes, because that's where we start talking about collusion, right? That I'm in quotes, I'm now identified with ego, and ego and ego working together to make sure ego is the only voice we ever hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine in Oregon.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, that was perfect timing. I'm on a hike. I just got to the top of the mountain. Now I can breathe.
Lovely. What a great image.
Yeah.
I am, breathing on the top of the mountain.
Yes, and Pasha said exactly what I completely relate to. I completely relate to all the callers. And
mm-hmm.
so
we are one.
I also... Yes, and so I was also talked out of doing the assignment because there's this important thing that ego says, this is really important, and you have to have all your attention and energy and everything on this thing, which is I'm in my second year and last year of school, which I'm excited about. And so, you know, I really shouldn't be sitting down with this notebook because I need to be reading these chapters. And so it gets me in that way often. So it's like I feel like I'm participating in my goal, which is to learn all this material and graduate and work. I guess it just puts a hierarchy, says that's
if
more
I may,
important. And
I may, because what you're pointing at, again, is really important for all of us. And here's the formula. First, center. Then, whatever. There's the old, I can never remember exactly what it is or who said it, and which is too bad because I just love it. But it's along the lines of first love God, then do whatever. And it's very, that's a very deep statement, right? Because If you first love God, you can do whatever, because you're never going to do anything that is not loving of God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it's not a first love God once when you're 22 and it occurs to you, and then live the rest of your life doing whatever. And so within that, before you study, before you do anything important, first make sure that you're here and you're present, because that's the place from which you can actually learn and take in the information and enjoy it and benefit from it.
Yes, exactly, because I'm reading, so I'm aware that I was told it was more important. So then I start reading the chapters, and then I notice I can't seem to concentrate. You know, so
yes,
now
right.
I started thinking about this thing, just like meditation. Gosh, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, and then okay.
Yep.
So it's almost like I'm ego, or somebody is just trying really hard. I'm trying to be here with this material. I'm reading it, and then I read it over again.
Well,
it would be nice if it was less of an effort, I guess, and maybe that.
Well, you
to be.
We could say you.
Yeah.
The authenticity, the authentic human incarnation, is trying really hard to be with the material. And ego is working really hard to distract you.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
get to center first, and then the authentic human being has way better odds of being able to focus and concentrate and take in the material. That's why ego doesn't
yes.
want you to do it. Because if you just sit down to read and it's already distracted you, it's already talked you into, no, you can't, this is what you need to be, I mean, you're just, your odds are not good.
Yeah, and I guess that's why I choose to take a hike, or I have to get out into nature, take a walk, come home, and I guess that's what I'm using as a centering tool. Yeah, but there's other centering tools, I know.
yes, because what if you want to study at 9 o'clock at night and hiking up the mountain is not exactly available to you?
That's right.
So, as we've established, even doing these little exercises brings us to center.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's not just you have to sit down and meditate, face a blank wall and meditate for half an hour before you can study. That's not it, is it? I mean, that'd be nice if you wanted to do
that.
Yeah,
I could, but not every time. Yeah.
But it's not a requirement. It's just getting out of that conversation with conditioned mind, something that brings you back here. You feel yourself back here. Okay. And, you know, with something like studying or being at work or whatever, we can repeat the process, right? That's why recording and listening mm-hmm. is so helpful. So you realize, woof, okay, concentration is not available to me. And so you put the books down and you do something that helps you come back to center. You dance a little bit. You do a recording and listening session. You whatever it is. And when you feel like that energy, that takeover by ego energy is dissipated, then you come back to the activity that you want to pursue.
Yeah. Yep, and it's not.
You can do this.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, I can. Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Okay.
Enjoy the
I'll
rest
carry
of
on.
That hike.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Christine.
Go happy.
Bye-bye. Go
Thanks.
Happy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christine. It in some way, right, Cherry, it's not about doing the Valentine. It's the how of doing the Valentine. It just so happens that that loving God first equals getting to presence. And so we could get to presence with materials or meditation or doing a Valentine.
Yes.
It's just that there is something that assists us to get into the moment.
Yes.
And what we're watching in, as we've seen in all of these calls, is the resistance to getting into the moment equates not doing the Valentine or
mm-hmm.
not participating in what's being offered in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can see the battle, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there we are trying to get here, and there's ego. Just no, you need to do this, or you get no. This is more important. No, you have to do this. So yeah, you can do that later, but right now you need to. That conversation is where our attention is, instead of it being here with what we really want for our lives.
Yep. Well, I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go.
Good.
Next caller.
All right, thank
you're
you.
Now
thank
live
you.
On the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Where is that caller?
Well, all right. Let me try another one. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Asheville.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. Hi. What I wanted to reflect on has to do with what do I appreciate most about the way I was raised. That's
uh-huh.
okay.
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, all the conversations we really have also, it's like, you know, what helps to come into the present moment. And it's so interesting about the things that I really value and the way I was raised that do help me to be here, even though there were lots of things that I checked out. Like lots of times in my family that I checked out. And then there were opportunities that it was just kind of like what's been looked at, you know, doing the Valentine or not, checking out or coming back to be here in the moment, which sometimes was a lot of fun, and sometimes it was so, there was just so much anguish in the family that, you know, both, that to come into being present there because it was necessary, and sometimes it was so hard. And it kind of reminds me of, like, being able to make the Valentine even when it's like, well, that's not what I want to do. And then I think, well, that's the whole ego about that I want to do something or not.
Yes.
What is here?
Yes.
That's available. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because what it comes down to is I want to be here. It doesn't actually matter what's going on here, what the circumstances, the content is. I want to be here because here is where well-being is.
It's where it's at, you know.
It's where it's at, as we used to.
This is another part that sort of weaves in for me, because I injured myself a couple of weeks ago and have been experiencing a fair amount of discomfort and also fatigue. I think just my body healing and needing rest and how to do that when there's also the impulse. Well, there's a lot that has to be done, or, you know, whatever it is. I want to get more steps or something. And instead going, well, you know, checking in to, well, what's here now? And even if there's tiredness, there's rest. And then there's also, like, being able to do the assignment or tune in to here's life really directing. It's been so beautiful, you know, just to say, you can walk now, take a walk. Or what about just having maybe a little short nap right now? I mean, it's also interesting when there's not the push and the demand from conditioning.
Yes, and to open to the guidance.
Yeah.
Because it's not, conditioned mind is either going to figure out that you cannot walk, you should stay in bed, and then make you thoroughly miserable while you're staying in bed. You know, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, you have to, you must, but it's crazy. It's crazy. And when we stop, and in the same way we were just talking about with Christine, right? So you stop and look, and life will guide you. Life will say, how about a walk? Or how about a nap? Or maybe put your feet up. Or this would be a great time to do that Valentine. You could catch up on your on your assignments, right? Or how about if you, right? It's always got a great view. It's not a suggestion. It's not that, because it's not like there are all of these other possibilities, but it's got a very clear view of what's unfolding in our lives, personally, right now.
Yeah.
And that's what it will offer.
And life has something really different. So this page is empty about the Valentine. I kind of skipped over it yesterday. And I know what I love, though, is tuning into this conversation and now looking at it and going, ooh, ooh, I've got a lot of stuff I could put on this Valentine. Mm-hmm. So, and I've got time, you know, I've got time
yes.
now to do it.
And it's
so,
good for you.
Fun?
It's good for you. I want to say one other thing quickly before we go. And it's about language. So the way you said that was, I injured myself recently.
I heard that too.
Yeah. It's such the way we're trained to say it, because the implication yeah. is, well, sister, it's your fault. So you did something wrong and you injured yourself and now you've got to. So I just wanted to bring conscious awareness to that. It's kind of like
Right. And you know, Sherry, after I said it, it was such an interesting insight. It was like it really dropped in exactly what you were saying. Because I've been, I think, talking about that way. Oh yeah, I got up, I fell down, I hurt myself. And then there was just like this thing that was like, this is what's here and this is what I'm addressing. There's an injury. And I went to see a doctor today. And it was so helpful because the doctor said, do what you're doing. You're doing great. And there's no break and, you know, all that. So, yeah,
yes.
I know. Taking the blame out of it.
Yes. It's not a fault. It's an opportunity. It's a life event. It's you getting to be with you and see these things that you wouldn't get to see otherwise. So, yeah. Okay, good.
It is saying yes, yes. Thank you. And and thank you to you and everybody. I'm just so, so grateful. Yeah.
We've got to keep meeting like this. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
right. Thanks, Lori. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Lori. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for... I'm sorry, I'm trying to mute Lori and I'm not being successful. Hang on one second.
Well,
there
she'll
we
be
go.
Quiet. She's good like that.
Mm-hmm. Our assignment for today is, what is your favorite childhood memory? Record and listen.
Ooh, what is your favorite childhood memory? A lot of process in that one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Terry. Thank you, everybody. Take good care. Treasure yourself.